Islam Web Fatwa. He can fast only some days of Ramadan. Question. My question is very sensitive and important for me. I am very much afraid of Allah and Alhamdulillah and Tawheed and try to follow Islam as much as possible. And I teach people Islam and do da'wah work also. And I have learned a lot from your website, Alhamdulillah, and Allah will give you reward for this, inshallah. The problem is I cannot fast due to acidity, and I cannot tolerate hunger. Hardly I can fast for 2 to 5 days. After that I will start feeling weak, and I will get severe headache, which will not be relieved until I take tablet, which I cannot do while fasting. Otherwise, I try to follow Islam strictly and try to reach the highest level of taqwa. Now, I'm afraid of Allah that I will be punished for this, or I'm excused for this as Allah knows the problem. And to whom I teach Islam, and to whom I teach to follow the Islam strictly, they treat me like, you only not fasting, and some people stop talking to me. They think that I'm only not following Islam and teaching them. Anyhow, I'm not afraid of them and worried what they say, as I'm only answerable to the Almighty Allah. I just want to confirm from you that, what should I do? And one more thing, I feed one person as kafara, according to chapter 2, verse 184 of the Quran. Please help me to know whether I'm on right path or will be punished. If it's like that, then at any cost I will try to fast, inshallah. But believe it's really difficult for me, and that too I'm working in Gulf and not with my family. I can't even cook. My duty is for 12 hours daily without any off. And I'm 32 years old. Please answer me as soon as possible. I'm afraid of Allah, as nobody can save me from His anger and punishment except Himself. I hope you will answer me at the earliest for the sake of Allah the Great, inshallah. Please don't delay. Fatwa. All perfect praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is a slave and messenger. We ask Allah to exalt His mention as well as that of His family and all His companions. We supplicate Allah to cure you from the illness you are facing and grant you strength to fast. After having read your situation, we advise you to consult a trustworthy Muslim doctor to decide whether or not your problem could be controlled through some medicine. If fasting is possible by using the prescribed medicine in your suhoor pre-dawn meal before the time of Adhan of Fajr, then you have to fast using the medicine. If it's impossible and you can fast some days and some days cannot, as you mentioned, then you have to fast only the days you are able to fast. However, the ruling depends on ability. If you are able to fast, then it's forbidden to give up the fasting. The expiation is due only on those who cannot fast at all. But in your case, you can fast periodically, so you have to make up the missed days later as per your convenience. Finally, we remind you and ourselves as well of fearing Allah and striving hard to observe His commands. Allah knows best.